Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 469 for Monday, July 11th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Monday morning, tracking gains in the vegetable oil market. Canola was anywhere from $4.5 to $6.5 higher, with the November contract checking in at $474.70 a ton. That's up $4.70. The U.S. soy complex was also posting gains, and that was supportive for canola. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive on the international front. Crude oil prices were stronger, and that was bullish for canola. However, weather conditions for oil seeds on both sides of the border have been beneficial for crop development, which limited the advances. The bias is leaning slightly to the downside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all in trade and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 9 cents higher, with the most active November contract 5 cents stronger at $10.63 a bushel. Forecasts calling for hot weather in a week or two boosted values. The latest weather report suggests heat will begin building in the Midwest in 7 to 10 days. The theory is that yields could suffer if the heat settles in while the soybeans are pollinating. The chart structure suggests soybeans could be vulnerable to some consolidation as well. Corn was 1 cent per bushel weaker, with the December contract sitting at $3.60 per bushel. Speculators are ridding themselves of long contracts as everyone waits to see what the weather will bring. Merchants in the Black Sea region are still offering corn at very competitive rates. India is on the hunt for 500,000 tons of non-GMO corn, and that has piqued the curiosity of some exporters. U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents per bushel lower, with the September contract coming in at $4.33 per bushel. The market was taking its direction from corn in the early going. Russian wheat is extremely cheap right now, and that is making life difficult for U.S. exporters. China is already planning to import large volumes from Russia as part of the new deal between those two countries. And speculators in Chicago are reportedly buying up short positions to start the week. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, July the 11th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.